我们最后一次来查考漂泊的世代。
This will be our last session on the four wandering generations.
创世纪十二章到五十章在描写世代的人。
From Genesis chapter 12 to chapter 50, four generations of patriarchs were recorded.
就是亚伯兰、以撒、雅各、约瑟。
And they are namely Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph.
这四代的人有共同的特色。
These four generations of patriarchs, they each have one similar characteristic that they share.
就是他们的生活都是漂泊。
They led nomadic lives of wandering.
每一个人都搬家搬很多次。
Every one of them had to move house a few times.
但是他们的漂泊有共同的目标。
But all their wanderings have one same goal.
最后就是要承受神应许给到那一块地。
Because ultimately they want to enter into this land that God has promised them.
雅各跟约瑟虽然是死在埃及地。
Although Jacob and Joseph died in the land of Egypt.
但是他吩咐子孙，你要把我的骨头带回到迦南地去埋葬。
But they gave instructions to their descendants that they want their bones to be brought back to Canaan to be buried.
今天我们这个世代的特色也是漂泊。
And in our generation today, we have this very common scene where everyone is often wandering and moving.
我们当中有哪一个人是在芝加哥生的，在芝加哥长大的？
How many of us here are born in Chicago and you grew up here in Chicago?
除了小孩子之外。
Other than little kids.
大部分人都是从外地搬来的。
Most of us here are actually immigrants from outside of Chicago.
那即使我们的小孩子在芝加哥生，在芝加哥长大。
So even if you have children born and growing up here in Chicago,
有谁能够保证他到死都住在芝加哥？
How many of you can guarantee that your children will live the whole life until their death here in Chicago?
我们要再搬几次，除了神知道，连我们自己也不知道。
How many more times are we going to move? Only God knows.For we do not know ourselves.
所以漂泊是难免的。
Therefore, wandering is inevitable.
但是迷失是可以避免。
But we can definitely avoid being lost.
就是我们叫搬家搬来搬去哦，不要忘记我们最后的目的是去哪里。
So when we move around to different places, let us not forget where our ultimate goal should be.
我们最后的目的就要去到那一块牛奶与蜜之地，就是天国。
Our final destination has to be this land flowing with milk and honey, which is heaven.
如果我们飘到最后忘记了我们要去哪里，就迷失了。
If in the midst of your wanderings you forget where you should be heading, then you are lost.
那我们看每一个世代漂泊的原因都不一样。
Of all these four generations, they each have different reasons why they had to wander.
亚伯兰搬家是神要叫他搬的。
Abraham moved because God instructed him to do so.
那以撒他想要搬到埃及地。
Isaac had wanted to move to Egypt.
因为他生活遇到困难。
Because he faced difficulties in his livelihood.
但是神叫他不要搬。
But God told him to stay where he was.
因为这一块地才是神要给你的。
God told him, this land where you are now is the land promised to you.
当然在饥荒每一天生活都有困难。
And in the midst of a famine, of course, livelihood would be very hard.
但是他坚持下去，第二年收成就一百倍。
But he persisted, and in the second year he had a harvest of more than 100-fold.
那雅各为什么搬家？
Why did Jacob move?
雅各搬家是因为他自己的错误。
He made a mistake.
因为他用欺骗的手段来得到父亲的祝福。
He schemed and cheated blessings out of his father.
结果他的哥哥想要杀他，他只要逃。
His older brother wanted to kill him, and he had to flee.
罪可以赦免。
Sins can be forgiven.
但是后果常常是一直留下来。
But the consequences would linger on for a long time.
虽然他犯了错。
He has committed something wrong.
神还是爱他。
But God still loved him.
在漂泊当中与他同在。
And in his wandering, God was with him.
祝福他。
God blessed him.
最后带领他回来。
And ultimately brought him back.
所以我们一生的漂泊最重要不是神要带我飘到哪里，最重要是神要与我同在。
So it does not matter exactly where you are wandering, which place you are at, but the most important thing is to have God with you.
好，那我们接下来看第四个，就是约瑟。
So we now look at the fourth character, which is Joseph.
为什么约瑟会漂泊？
Why did Joseph have to wander?
我们现在回来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
创世纪。
The book of Genesis.
创世纪三十七章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪三十七章。
Genesis 37.
我们看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
二十五节哈。
Let's jump to verse 25.
他们坐下吃饭，举目观看，见有一伙米甸人的以斯玛利人从基列来，用骆驼驮着香料、乳香、没药，要下埃及去。二十六节
，verse 26。
犹大对众弟兄说：“我们杀我们的弟兄，尝他的血有什么益处呢？我们不如将他卖给以斯玛利人，不可下手害他，因为他是我们的兄弟，我们的骨肉。”众弟兄就听从他。这个就是在请读。
Genesis chapter 37, verse 25 to 27. And they sat down to eat a meal, and they lifted their eyes and looked, and there was a company of Israelites coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, and on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Come, let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh."And the brothers listened.
这里就在讲啊，约瑟被他的兄弟卖到埃及。
Joseph was sold to Egypt by his own brother.
这个就是他漂泊的原因。
And this was the reason why he had to wander.
那约瑟漂泊不是他的错误。
Joseph wandered, but it was not out of his own mistake.
约瑟的漂泊是因为他哥哥的错误。
It was the mistake of his brothers.
他哥哥本来是要把他杀掉的。
The brothers had wanted to kill him.
但是这个犹大心比较软。
But Judah was a little softer in his heart.
他说我们是骨肉啊，我们是兄弟，把他害杀掉，这个对我们有什么好处？
He said to his brothers, "We are brothers. Why? What profit is there for us to kill him and conceal his blood?"
那不能把他卖掉就好了。
Why don't we just sold him, sell him?
所以就。在二十八节就用二十舍客的银子把约瑟就卖掉了，卖到埃及。
So from verse 28, we know that they sold him to the Midianites for 20 shekels of silver.
那个时候约瑟是七岁。
And Joseph was only 17 then.
那他的哥哥为什么会把他卖掉
？Why did his brother sell him away？
那如果我们回到三十七章的开头。
If we were to read from the beginning of chapter 37,
我发誓约瑟被卖是因为他的父亲偏爱。
We know that Joseph was favored by the father, therefore the brothers wanted to sell him.
我们看三十七章第三节。
Let's read chapter 37, verse 3.
雅各原来爱约瑟过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age.
他就给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
He even made him a tunic of many colors.
那我们从前面的故事知道雅各的父亲也是偏爱。
From earlier on, we've read that the father of Jacob himself showed favoritism.
就是以撒爱以扫。
We know that Isaac loved Esau.
但是他的妈妈。利百加爱雅各。
But the mother Rebecca loved Jacob.
所以因为这个样子就产生了家庭的悲剧。
And because of favoritism show, therefore the family tragedy struck them.
但是等这个雅各本身当爸爸以后。
But when Jacob
当爸爸以后。
Is Jacob also named Israel himself became a father?
他没有从他父亲的错误学到什么。
He did not learn from the mistakes of his own father.
他重复他父亲的错误。
In fact, he repeated the mistake of his father.
我们要尊敬我们父母不错。
We have to honor our parents, that's right.
但是我们也要有智慧去观察我们父母的生活。
But we need to have wisdom to observe their lives.
把它好的学到，坏的不要学。
We pick up their strengths, but let's not learn from their mistakes.
那这样我们在经营自己的家庭就能够从就避免很多的错误。
Let's not follow in their mistakes. Therefore, we can avoid a lot of mistakes in our own family.
那约瑟因为年老生的哦，大家知道年老生的特别爱。
And Joseph was born to Jacob when he was in his old age, and of course he loved him dearly.
那证据呢，就是约瑟有一件彩衣啊。
And Joseph had this beautiful coat of many colors.
所以啊，每一天看那个约瑟穿的彩衣这么漂亮，他的兄弟啊，嫉妒好像火在烧。
So imagine the brothers looking at Joseph every day wearing his beautiful multicolored coat, and of course the brothers would be burning with anger.
所以我们当父母的不能够偏爱我们下一代。
Therefore, as parents, we should never show favoritism.
如果我们家里只有经济只能够买一台 iPad, 那就是兄弟共用。
So if you can only afford one iPad, then both siblings have to share equally.
但是你不能说，大的有，小的就没有。
You cannot just give it to the older one and the younger one doesn't have it.
或者说小的有，大的没有。
Or you give it to the younger one and not give it to the older one.
那这变成很明显的偏爱。
This is a very clear form of favoritism.
那这会造成兄弟之间的问题。
It's going to cause problems between the siblings.
所以约瑟的偏爱哈、这个以色列的偏爱、造成他哥哥恨约瑟。
And because Israel showed this kind of favoritism, the older brothers of Joseph hated him.
那后来约瑟做了一个梦。
Later on, Joseph had a dream.
就是从第五节一直到十一节。
From verse 5 to verse 11.
他就梦见所有的禾捆向他下拜。
And he dreamt that there were many sheaves in the field, and his sheaf rose, and other sheaves bowed down to him.
意思这个人哦，他也没有什么诡诈，他就讲给他哥哥听。
Of course, Joseph was saying this dream, repeating this dream to his brothers in innocence.
这哥哥更气呀，难道你要做我们的王吗？
Of course, this brought more anger from the brothers. Do you want to be king over us?
第八节就越他恨他。
And in verse 8, we see that they hated him even more.
那又做了一个梦。
And then he had another dream.
太阳、月亮、十一个星星向他下拜。
All the sun, the moon, and the 11 stars bowed down to him.
十一节，哥哥就嫉妒他。
Verse 11, the brothers envied him.
那这个两个梦啊，就是约瑟的命运。
And these two dreams actually foretold the fate of Joseph.
那这个两梦从神来的。
And we know that these two dreams come from God.
这个代表我们人的前途，我们不知道我们要发生什么，但是神早就知道了。
We do not know our future, but God knows.
那这个两个梦就是代表神对约瑟的前途的安排。
And these two dreams signify the arrangement that God has made for Joseph's future.
那我们现在想一个问题。
Now let us ponder about this question.
就是我们在一生这样漂泊，人的命运会不会被别人改变？
In our life of wandering, do you think our fate can be changed by someone?
这个我们常常想这个问题。
This is something we need to think about.
为什么？
Why?
因为有的人会恨爸爸妈妈。
Sometimes there are people who hate their parents.
我今天的我就是因为你怎么不对，你怎么不对。
And then they say, I am what I am today because you did all this wrong to me.
所以如果心理有问题，去看心理医生，大部分跟父母都变成仇敌。
A lot of the people with problems, they go to psychologists, and when they analyze themselves, they became enemies with their parents.
为什么这个心理专家跟他研究，研究到最后，你今天的你就是因为你的父母什么错误？
And we know that in psychology, they have a lot, they like to say, you know, the environment that you grew up in made you what you are, so they hated their parents for what they are.
但是有的人就把自己就归罪于谁，因为谁怎么样，谁怎么样，谁怎么样，所以我今天变成这样。
And sometimes people like to blame a certain person, saying it's because of this person that I became what I am.
那这一些人的讲法都在强调一点，就是别人可以改变我们的命运。
And we know that this kind of blame shifting is based on the premise that someone can actually change your fate.
但这是真的吗？
But is it true?
如果我们看约瑟，
If you were to look at Joseph,
不一定是真的。
That is not necessarily true.
如果一个人有神的同在，
If you have God abiding with you,
他很敬畏神。
If this person is a person full of the fear of God.
他所做的在神看起来都是对的。
All that he does is right in the eyes of God.
这个人的命运是不会被别人改变的。
And the fate of this person would not be changed by someone.
在圣经里面我们看到至少有两个人一生你找不到有什么错误。
And in the Bible, we can think of at least two characters where you can find no fault with their lives.
一个就是但以理。
One of them is Daniel.
一个就是约瑟。
Another one is Joseph.
那这两个人都有共同的特色。
And both of them share this common trait.
他们的一生啊，发生了很多的事情。
There are a lot of events in their lives.
好像但以理。
Think of Daniel.
有好几次差不多已经快死了。
A few times he was on the verge of death.
被丢到狮子坑里，不是被吃掉了吗？
Imagine being thrown into a lion's den. Won't you get eaten up?
所以看起来他的命运就是在他的王里面掌管。
It looks as if the king has dominion over his fate.
哦，但是王的上面还有一个王。
But let's not forget that above the king there's another king.
哦，那个就是神。
And that is God.
所以丢到狮子坑里面了，神就差天使把狮子的口就封住了。
Daniel was thrown into the lion's den, but God sent angels to stop the lions.
因为他有神同在。
Because Daniel had God abiding with him.
所以在但以理的身上，我们也看出人的命运是不会被别人改变的，如果有神同在。
So from the life of Daniel, we see that as long as a person has God with him, no one can change his fate.
哦，但是如果没有神同在，这就很有可能我们的命运被别人改变。
But if God is not with you, then it's really possible someone can mess with your life.
哦，所以我们一生最重要的就是在我们所面对的环境里面，怎么用属神的方法，用神喜悦的方法来回应我们所遭遇的事情，这个最重要。
Therefore, the most important task and role in our lives ourselves is that given whatever circumstances we are in, how do we respond to God in a way that's acceptable to Him?
如果我们每一个回应的方式都是神喜欢的，我们的命运就在神的手里，没有一个人能够改变。
For every event that we come face to face with, we respond with the right response that's acceptable to God, then no one else can change our fate.
但是这个是讲结论。
Of course, now we're talking about the conclusion of things.
但是从开始发生不幸一直到结论常常要一段很长的时间。
But we know that with life, a lot of times from the beginning of an event until its conclusion, it sometimes a long time would have transpired.
约瑟大概17岁被卖。
Joseph was about 17 when he was sold.
那他后来去当宰相大约是30岁。
And it was not until he was about 30 that he became the premier of Egypt.
所以至少有13年的时间他在苦难当中。
So between the time when he was sold until he became a premier, he suffered through 13 years of hardship.
那在这个13年的当中哦，圣经说神的话试炼他。
And in these 13 years, the Bible says that the word of God tested him.
哦，为什么会这样？
How is that so?
神的话试炼他是因为神显给他看这两个异象没有实现啊。
And you can see that he saw these two visions, but during this period of suffering, the vision did not come true at all for him.
如果神说太阳、月亮、星星要向我下拜，
If God told me that the sun, the moon, and the stars were to bow down to me,
怎么我会被卖到埃及？
How could it be that I'm sold to Egypt?
这个事实跟他显给我的意象不一样啊。
This truth that I face right now is far from this vision that I've seen.
哦啊，如果神说这个禾捆要向我下拜，
And if God had told me that the sheaves are going to bow down to me,
那怎么现在我会被下到监牢呢？
Why am I put into jail right now?
那个意象是真的吗？
Was that vision true?
那如果意象是真的，那我今天要怎么解释？
If that vision were true, how can I explain my reality right now?
所以13年的时间哦，约瑟没有办法解释。他看见的意象跟他所遇见实际所遇到是不同，他没有办法解释。
So for 13 years, Joseph could not understand nor explain the dissonance between what he has seen in the vision and what he actually experienced in life.
这个叫做神的话试炼他。
This is what we mean when we say God's words tested him.
但是虽然他没有办法解释，
Even though he could not explain it,
我们从整个创世纪看出他没有一点点埋怨神。
We saw from the whole book of Genesis, Joseph never complained against God.
这个就是信心。
This is faith.
哦，所以我们不能够把信心很小的限定于神迹奇事。
Therefore, let us not imagine that faith is definitely to be equated with signs and miracles.
信心就是我没有工作祷告， 哎，神让我找到工作，当然这是信心。
And we like to say faith means you don't have a job, you pray God gave you a job. Yes, that is faith.
啊，信心就是我病医不好，祷告病得到医治，当然这是信心。
And we also like to say I'm sick, I cannot be cured, but I prayed and I'm cured. That is faith. That's true.
但是如果把信心放在这么小的范围，那我们的信心就跟圣经讲的不太一样。
But faith should not be restricted to such a small parameters of what it really means.
信心是在我们任何一个环境里面，我们都相信神对我有美好的计划。
True faith is when no matter what your circumstances is, you believe that God has a good plan for you.
只要我对我所发生的事情和神的旨意的回应，最后一定对我好处。
As long as I behave and respond to God in a way acceptable to Him, I would definitely have a good ending.
这个叫做信心。
That is faith.
所以不是生病找不到做工作才需要信心。
So faith is not about not having a job or having some sicknesses and requiring God to act upon it.
每一天都需要信心。
In fact, every day you need to have faith.
我们看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
第八章二十八节。
Romans 8:28.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who are the called according to His purpose.
这一节圣经节给我们很大的盼望。
This verse can give us a lot of hope.
这里说万事就是包括顺利不顺利的事情。
Here it says all things, meaning good and bad things.
到最后呢，一定会对我们，让我们得到益处。
All things will work together for good in the end.
但是有一个条件。
But there is a condition to this.
爱神。
We have to love God.
我们在遇到每一件事情当中，如果我们真的爱神，这些事情到最后一定对我们有好处。
In all the things that we face, if we truly love God, then things will work out for good.
那什么叫做爱神？
What does it mean to love God?
耶稣说，你如果爱我，你就遵守我的诫命。
And the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
所以这个爱神就是用神喜悦的方法来回应我们所遇到的事情。
Therefore, to love God is to respond to God and to react to things in the way that God finds favorable.
那到最后，这些事情一定对我们有好处。
And in the end, all things will work together for good.
这个叫做信心。
That is faith.
那如果我们有这样的信心，
If we have this kind of faith,
我们不会埋怨。
Then we would not complain against God.
因为每一件事情都有神允许才会发生的。
Because everything God allows it to happen.
连我们头发掉下来，圣经说这也是神允许的。
The Bible says that even every strand of hair is counted and God allows it to fall off.
那如果神允许他的哥哥把约瑟卖掉，这个里面一定有神的意思。
Since God allowed his brother to successfully sell Joseph, therefore God must have his plan.
因为约瑟本身没有错误，这是他哥哥的错误。
Joseph did not do anything wrong, it was the brother's.
那我们现在就来看约瑟在整个过程当中，他怎么去回应他的环境。
So let us look at Joseph and how he responded to his circumstances.
让神得到喜悦。
So that God is favored and God is happy.
在整个环境里面，我们可以看到三件事情。
In the whole life events of Joseph, we can see three important points.
就是我们中国人所说的三句话。
And we can summarize it with three Chinese saying.
第一个就是贫贱不能移。
Firstly, that is, even if you are in poverty, you are not moved.
有的人一贫穷以后，没有原则。
For some people, if they are poor, they just forego all principles they ever hold on to.
为着要生存。
For the sake of survival.
什么都可以讲，什么都可以做。
They are willing to say anything, they are willing to do anything.
这个是因为没有神。
That's because they do not have God.
所以我的前途操在我手里。
They feel that there is no God, I will control my own fate.
所以我为着生存，我什么都可以做。
Therefore, in order to survive, I want to do anything.
但是当一个人相信有神。
But if someone believes in God,
我们在最贫贱的时候，
even when we are really, really poor,
我们也知道说，只要我得到神的喜欢，
we would know as long as God is pleased with us,
神一定会带领我。
God would definitely guide me.
就是大卫说，我先过死荫的幽谷。
As David says, even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
我不怕，因为你与我同在。
I will fear no evil, for you are with me.
哦，这个险过死荫幽谷就是最困难的一个时刻。
And therefore, when you are in the valley of the shadow of death, that's when you are hardest hit.
好，那约瑟最贫贱的时刻是什么？
When was Joseph in destitution?
啊，就是在三十九章。
That's in chapter 39.
哦，就是他被卖到波提法的家。
That is when he was sold to the house of Potiphar.
哦，那他住在波提法的家，他就在做他的仆人。
And in this household, he was sold as a slave.
哦，那我们就可以看得出来哦，约瑟在波提法的家，在埃及地啊，他对神的敬畏没有减少。
But we see that in the house of Potiphar in Egypt, Joseph did not lose the fear of God.
哦，所以第二节。
Verse 2.
约瑟住在主人的家中，神与他同在，他就百事顺利。
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man.
哦，然后第三节。
Verse 3.
主人看见神与他同在，又见神使他手所办的事尽都顺利。
And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
哦，所以因为这样啊，所以连他的主人也看出来神跟约瑟同在。
Therefore, even his master could see that God was with him.
哦，因为他做的每一件事情都很顺利。
Because everything that he did was smooth flowing.
哦，这是一个很重要的原则。
And this is a very important principle.
哦，所以我们搬到另外地方，可能遇到很多困难。
Sometimes if we move to a new place, we may face difficulties.
我们一定要敬畏神，做神喜欢的事。
We need to fear God and do things that He is pleased with.
不要为着生存呢，不择手段，什么都做。
Let us never give up our principles just because we need to survive.
因为一旦失去神的存在，我们的命运就很悲惨。
Because if you were to lose God in your life, then it is terrible.
那从三十九章第七节开始。
From chapter 39, verse 7.
就是我中国人讲的威武不能屈。
This is what a Chinese would say, that we do not bow down in fear to the powerful.
哦，那从第七节开始就是约瑟祖母的太太。
So from verse 7, you see that this is the master's wife.
哦，既然是主人嘛，当然她就有权嘛。
And because she is the master's wife, she has power.
哦，那约瑟是一个年轻人。
Joseph was a young man.
哦，一个年轻人要面对试探能够胜过，这是不简单的。
It's very, very hard for a young man to overcome temptations like this.
那特别啊，这个试探他的这个女人是有权的。
And this is a very powerful woman.
哦，所以约瑟如果想到他自己的存活
，If Joseph were to fear for his own life,
我今天在这里已经啊做得不错了。
Maybe he would think I'm doing very well here now.
那我为了保持这个不错的生活。
I should try to maintain this good status of livelihood.
哦，那这个女人又有权。
Now I have this powerful woman here.
然后她又年轻。
She's young.
哦，然后她就顺从这个试探。
And if Joseph were to give in to temptation,
她就没有原则。
Then he has forgo his principle.
她可能圣经里面约瑟的故事就改写了。
And then of course the story of Joseph in the Bible would have to be rewritten.
他是年轻，他很容易面对试探。
He was a young man. It's easy for him to face this kind of temptation.
他主人的太太有权，他很容易被压倒。
And this is a woman with power over him. Of course, he could be crushed.
哦，但是约瑟的心在想什么
？But what was Joseph thinking in his heart?
我看第八节。
Verse 8.
约瑟不从对他主人的妻说：“看哪、啊，一切家务主人都不知道。”把他所有的交在我手里。第九节
，Verse nine，
在这家里没有比我大的，并且他没有一样留不给我，只留下你，因为你是他的妻子。我怎么能够做这大卫得罪神呢
？Genesis 39 verse 8 and verse 9。
啊，请读第九节。
Okay, verse 9. There is no one greater in this.
三十九章第九。
Chapter 39 verse 9. There is no one greater in this house than I, nor has he kept back anything from me but you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以在这里啊，约瑟最重要的是什么？
What is the most important thing here for Joseph?
我怎么呢做这个大恶得罪神呢？
How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
所以他知道这一件事情，除了约瑟跟他祖母之外，没有人知道。
Of course he could commit sin because no one else would know except himself and the master's wife.
但是他知道神知道。
But he knows that God knows.
就因为他敬畏神，他不敢做。
And because he feared God, he did not do it.
就因为敬畏神，虽然有人有权要压他，他也不会顺从。
And even though he, because he feared God, he knew that he must not bow down to power.
这跟但以理的表现一样。
And this was the same in the case of Daniel.
王已经盖了一个命令，已经盖章了。
God, the king has put his seal.
如果向王以外任何一个神求什么，就要丢到狮子坑里面。
If anyone were to bow down to any other god other than the king, he shall be thrown into the lion's den.
这个是一个权的压到他的。
You can see that there is this force of the power of the king coming down on Daniel.
但是约瑟回到他的房子里面，窗户打开来，面对耶路撒冷继续祷告。
But we know that Daniel went back to his room, opened all the windows, and he prayed towards Jerusalem.
所以一个敬畏神的人
，For a person who feared God,
他有一个特色
，There is this characteristic.
神最大
，God is the ultimate number one.
神不喜欢任何一个人叫我做什么，我都不会做。
If God does not allow it, no matter who asks me to do anything, I'm not doing it.
那这样的人就会得到神的同在。
And such a person would have God abiding with him.
所以这是约瑟的第二个原则。
So this is Joseph's second principle.
结果他没有犯罪，他就被他的妻这个主人的妻子陷害，就下到监牢了。
And of course, because he refused to commit sin with the master's wife, she accused him wrongly, and he was put into jail.
但是神跟他同在，没有减少。
But God's abidance did not diminish.
我们看39:23。
Let's read chapter 39:23.
凡在约瑟手下的事，私欲一概不查，因为神与约瑟同在。
The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper.
他所做的尽都顺利。
Everything that he did, God made it prosper.
这是第二点，他威武不能屈。
So here, Joseph did not bow down to power.
不简单，一个年轻人十几岁能够有这样的原则，不简单。
For a young teenager to do such a thing like this is not easy.
那第三个原则。
The third principle,
富贵不能淫。
He is not swayed by riches.
后来约瑟就变成了宰相。
Later on, Joseph became the premier in Egypt.
就是在41开始。
That starts from chapter 41.
他为什么变成宰相？
How did he become the premier?
其实他用自己的方法想很多次要怎么来解脱这个监牢的困境。
Of course, you can imagine Joseph would have racked his brain to think about how to get out of prison.
他替酒正解梦。
He interpreted the dream for the cupbearer.
叫这个酒正说你见到王的时候帮我讲好话。
And he said, when you get out of prison, you must talk to the Pharaoh to, you know, put in a good word for me.
那这个酒正一见到王，他忘记了。
But of course, the cupbearer, upon seeing the Pharaoh, totally forgot about Joseph.
神的时候还没有到。
Because God's time is not yet.
但是神的时候到，神就有办法把他提升。
But when God's time is there, then God would act and raise him.
有法老做一个梦，没有一个人能够解。
The Pharaoh had a dream, no one else could interpret it.
后来找到约瑟，约瑟能解。
And Joseph was the only one who could interpret the dream.
所以他变成比众人都突出。
Therefore, he stood out amongst everybody.
所以他就变成一跳就变成宰相了。
And of course, he made a big jump and became the premier of the country.
那一旦变成宰相，不但有权，也有钱。
So now he has power, he has wealth.
所以41:46，那时候约瑟30岁。
Chapter 41:46, it says Joseph was 30 years old.
30岁的时候，他变宰相。
He was 30 years old when he stood before the Pharaoh as the premier of the country.
一个人是什么人有两个情况可以看得出来。
What kind of a person is can be seen from two types of circumstances.
第一个就是在他最痛苦的时候，他怎么反应。
You look at him when he is completely down and out.
主耶稣被钉在十字架，没有比那更痛苦了。
The most painful thing was to be nailed on the cross as the Lord Jesus was.
主耶稣怎么回应？
How did he respond?
主啊，赦免他们。
God forgive them.
他们所做，他们不知道。
For they do not know what they do.
这一句话证明主耶稣的伟大。
And this proves the greatness of the Lord Jesus.
在他最痛苦的时候，他能够爱那个加给他痛苦的人。
In the most agonizing moment, he was able to love the people who gave him this agony.
那一个人是什么人？第二个可以表现出来的。
Another way to see what kind of person a person can be.
就是一旦他很成功、飞黄腾达的时候，他怎么生活
？Is to look at his lifestyle when he becomes rich and wealthy.
这个是要了解一个人的另外一个方法。
That's another way to see a person's character.
那于是变成宰相以后
，So after Joseph became premier.
我看看他。第一个，他对神的敬畏没有改变。
You see that his fear for God did not change.
不简单。
This is not easy.
成功啊，能够真的敬畏神，不简单。
If you can still fear God in your success, it's not easy.
因为他了解这一路的过程都是神的安排。
Because Joseph understood that all these events actually are under the hands of God.
都是神的恩典。
It was all because of God's grace.
第二个。
Secondly.
他在很成功的时候。
When he was successful,
他对他的家人很好。
He was still good to his family.
你看他对他的兄弟，对他的爸爸。
Think of how he treated his brothers and especially his father.
他没有因为成功有权就滥用他的权。
He did not abuse his power just because right now he is rich and powerful.
这个不简单了。
That is not easy.
有的人、很贫贱的时候看起来很谦卑，一旦爬高了，你就发现，哎呦，这个人原来是这样。
Of course, it's easy for a person to be humble when he's in poverty.
所以
，But when he is rich, then it's a different story.
什么都没有，你就觉得他没有什么。但是他什么都有的时候，你就发现这个人的本性。
So when a person has everything, then that's when you can see the true character.
所以约瑟、富贵不能淫呐、就是说富贵啊，他能够持守他的原则。
Therefore, we know that Joseph held on to his principles even when he was rich and mighty.
我们看啊，《创世纪》的五十章。
Let's turn to Genesis 50.
五十章的十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
他们对耶稣说这样的话，从前你哥哥要恶待你，求你饶恕他们的过犯和罪恶，如今求你饶恕你父亲之仆人的过犯。他们对约瑟说这话，约瑟就哭了。
Thus you shall say to Joseph, I beg you, please forgive the trespass of your brothers and their sin, for they did evil to you. Now, please forgive the trespass of the servants of the God of your father. And Joseph wept when they spoke to him.
爸爸还在的时候，他们觉得说，因为看到爸爸的面子，他不敢报复。
So when their father was still alive, the brothers thought maybe he did not want revenge upon us because our father is still alive.
爸爸死了。
But now their father has died.
这兄弟很害怕了。
The brothers were afraid.
求约瑟赦免他们。
So they came and begged for forgiveness from him.
所以十七节最后说约瑟哭了。
But in verse 17, towards the end of this verse, we see that Joseph wept.
如果约瑟笑了，他哥哥就哭死了。
If Joseph were to grin or laugh, then I think the brothers would be in trouble.
你过去对我这么不好，我现在当宰相，我要怎么办，你就怎么办。
How badly you treated me in the past. Now I am the premier. You are at my mercy.
但是约瑟没有放纵他的权利。
But Joseph did not abuse his power.
为什么？
Why?
我们再看下面。
Let's continue reading.
十九节
，verse 19。
约瑟对他们说：“不要害怕，我岂能够代替神呢
？”Joseph said to them, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God?"
所以他在最高的时候，他没有忘记上面有一个神。
So even when he was holding the highest power in the country, he did not forget that higher than him there is a God.
那他为什么这样讲
？Why did he say such a thing?
从前你的意思是要害我，神的意思是要好的，要保全许多的性命，成就今日的关键。
He said, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day.
被卖，这是兄弟的错误。
The brothers made a mistake to sell Joseph.
但是约瑟了解这是神差他来埃及。
But Joseph understood that it was actually God's arrangement to send him to Egypt.
为着保全许多人的性命。
So as to keep many people alive.
所以被兄弟出卖，结果就变成神差他到埃及一个方法。
So the betrayal of his brothers became a channel for God to bring Joseph to Egypt.
这个太巧妙了。
Don't you think it's so coincidental?
人的错误成全神的旨意。
A human being's mistake can actually become a fulfillment of God's plan.
犹大卖耶稣。
Judas sold and betrayed the Lord Jesus.
这是他的错误。
This was his mistake.
但是因为他出卖耶稣，后来主耶稣钉在十字架，成全了神的救恩。
But because of his mistake, we know that the Lord was crucified so as to fulfill the salvation for mankind, and this fulfills God's will.
所以我们就知道我们在漂泊的生活当中。
Therefore, in our life of wandering,
我们的命运有一个主宰。
We must understand that there is this master of our fate.
就是天上的神。
And that is the God in heaven.
因此最重要是漂泊的每一个环境，我们不能够有自己的错误。
Whatever our circumstances are when we wander about, let us not commit our mistakes.
如果我们的回应都是神喜欢的，
if whatever reaction we have to our circumstances are pleasing to God,
到最后的结果一定是好的，
then you can be sure the ending will be a good one.
一个有神同在的人，
a person with the abidance of God,
他的命运是不会被别人的错误所改变的，
his fate will never be changed by someone's mistake.
这是我们从约瑟学得到的。
And this is what we can learn from Joseph's life.
所以我们可以放心。
Therefore, let us be rest assured.
如果神与我同在，
if God is with us,
谁能够把我怎样呢？
What can man do to us?
我的结果一定是好的。
My ending will be good.
因为神是我的神。
Because God is my God.
所以漂泊是难免的。
Therefore, we cannot avoid having to wander.
但是我们命运被改变，这是不可能的。
But there is no way anyone can change our fate.
只要我们有神的同在。
As long as we have God with us.
一起默祷。
Let's pray.